Good morning. Good morning, Tom. We're doing great. How are you doing?
Well, bright sunshine, and it looks like we've got a great day ahead of us. You know, last week we talked about a lot of things, a lot of nuts and bolts issues, and I understand this week we've got somewhat of a top 10 going on, fellas. What's this all about?
Today we want to give you like a top 10 of keeping your money safe. Safety is what we specialize in, what we focus on, and just give you sort of the nuts and bolts on keeping
okay.
your money safe.
All right, so we're trying to keep it safe there. All righty, we're going to try to pump up your volume here just a little bit. First things first, I think we got it about as high as we're going to go here. Let's go ahead and let's get rolling here with our top 10 list. And looks like, Gary, you got it. You're going to start us off today, huh?
Yes. Thanks, Tom. My suggestion is shop around. Don't buy.
Mm-hmm. Shop around.
Just any annuity.
Uh-huh.
Half a dozen or so that we really prefer. And we want to bring customer-friendly accounts to the consumer that will pay them the best that we can pay them and keep their money safe.
Well, safety is always a good thing. It truly is. So there you go. Charles, what do you got here for us?
Tip number two is find a strong company that has a history of providing competitive rates. Some companies have rates that are too good to be true. And you know when it's too good to be true, it normally is. And so you just want to make sure that what you're looking at is real and that they've been around the block, that they sit in there. You know, you don't want to just find a new kid on the block. You want to find somebody that's been tested and proven.
Indeed, you do.
We have annuities that we call deferred income annuities. And what that amounts to is we put money away and let it grow. And after a few years, depending on the terms and so forth, you can take it all out. Or you can start an income. And the beauty about an income, when it's set up with an annuity, is it can be a lifetime income. I had a lady at Walmart told me she's in her 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Gary, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have something different for money.
All right. So, gentlemen, I hate to do this, but our hookup is just a little bit on the sketchy side real quick. I think we need to probably disconnect and reconnect, so I'm going to do that. In the meanwhile, I'm going to tell people where they can find you. So if I go away, you know what's going on there. So there we go. We disconnected, and now we're going to reconnect here with the guys here real quick with Skank Insurance. And we will tell you a little bit more about their top 10 list that they got going on here. So let's see if we can get them back on again. Guys, are you there with us here? There we go.
Yeah, I'm here. Is that any better?
A little bit. So we were talking about annuities there, right in the middle of Gary trying to explain, and he was telling us about a woman at Walmart. If we can pick it up right there, that'd be great.
Yes, that lady at Walmart, 90-some years old, and I've known her forever.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said, Gary, if I'd have known that I was going to live this long, I'd have made different plans. I'd have done some things different. And what I want to say to people out there in the radio land is that we have programs that will let their money grow,
mm-hmm.
and they can take it out in a chunk somewhere down the road or make it to their, let it go to their heirs in a chunk.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want it to be an income to help replace their paychecks, we can set up an income stream that will guarantee all the money to them and or their family, depending on the choices we make. So an annuity is a vehicle that will make sure you don't run out of money.
Wow. That's really pretty cool because, you know, like that lady said, a lot of us didn't think that we were going to be hanging around on this old rock as long as we have. And it kind of brings that specter of fear that you might just outlive your money. And it's good to know that you got us covered on that, guys.
Yeah. When looking at an account, I would make sure that it has what is the growth potential? Mm-hmm. Annuities, some of them have a cap. Some of them have a spread. Some of them have income riders. You want to make sure we recommend annuities that have no fees, no annual user charges that are going on all the time. That hurts your potential for income and for growth. And there's a whole bunch of options. You just want to make sure you have one that has good opportunity for growth.
All righty.
Well,
go ahead, guys. I didn't mean to jump in.
You need to find a person that you trust.
Yeah.
We find that this business, 99% trust and paper. And our goal is to meet people and build trust that we can, where we can talk on the phone, where we can meet in person, where we can do whatever. And they know that we're going to do what we say, and we know that they're going to do what they say. Mm-hmm. And we have that kind of relationship with a lot of folks. And that's our goal, is to build trust with people. And so we know how to, so we can do business together.
That's great. And you guys communicate so well, and keeping those lines of communication open, that keeps people rather calm because they know what's going on. They're assured. And like you said, they're trusting that there's a handle on it and that things are going to be taken care of. And I tell you, peace of mind, that's hard to come by these days.
Yeah. Right, right. And peace of mind is priceless.
You're right about that. Where are we on our top 10 list? Guys, I kind of lost track. I was sitting there listening to the story, and I'm sitting there feeling pretty good about it, and I lost track of what number we're on here. All right. And we're talking with our hosts, Gary, and, of course, Charles Skank. With Skank Insurance, there are experts today, and you can get a hold of them at 620-330-8800. And they're at 2801 West Main Street, Suite A in Independence, Kansas. You can find them there. Charles, there you are. I lost you there for a second.
Yeah.
Pick up where we need to be.
Number six is there are different types of annuities. They're not all created equal.
They're not?
And some are designed for accumulation and growth. Others are designed to maximize retirement income. Fixed annuities provide a safe alternative to like CDs at the bank.
Uh-huh.
And get a better rate of return. So when people say an annuity, they might have one feeling or the other. Maybe somebody said annuities are bad. And there's types of annuities that we don't like, that we don't offer or recommend. Mm-hmm. There's other types that are good. And so they're just a vehicle, and you just want to make sure you're getting the right vehicle for what your purposes are.
Mm-hmm. And Tom, what we find and what we want to say to Radio Land out there is everybody's situation is different. And what we're covering today is just some highlights. And if when we have people call us, then we can talk about their unique situation and see what fits for them. And that's what we want people to do, is call us 620-331-8800 so we can help fit their situation, fit a plan up for their situation. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I understand that too. Also, with this, You got to think about beneficiaries too, whenever you have any kind of investment thing going on, right?
That's right, Tom. And thank you for bringing that up, because we set up beneficiaries. We're very concerned about how beneficiaries are set up. A lot of people say, well, just name my oldest child. He's going to take care of it. Well, that puts that oldest child in a position where he's dealing with these other siblings or possibly nieces and nephews. And it's too much pressure. And so we encourage people to name all the, if they want to treat their children equally, to name all of their children equally on that, on those beneficiary designations. And we put language in there so that if one of those children are deceased, that their children, the couple's grandchildren, would enjoy that child's share. They wouldn't disinherit their grandchildren. We fix that kind of language in these kind of contracts so that we don't disinherit grandchildren if a child predeceases a parent. Wow. So that's very important to us.
I'd say it is. Charles, earlier we talked a little bit, we touched on it briefly, about fees. Can you give us a little bit more of a breakdown on that?
Yeah, I'd be very careful. We do not recommend variable annuities. A lot of times they have layers of fees. They have fees that anywhere from 3 to 4%. And if you're making 5 to 6% and you're only and you're getting charged 3 to 4%, your return can be as little as, you know, 1 to 2 or 3% at, mm-hmm. at that rate. So I recommend no fees. And an annuity is already an income vehicle. You shouldn't have to pay extra money to do what it's already designed to do.
Very good. Gary, you also on the fees too, you got to watch out on some of the stuff on the variables as well, I imagine.
Right, right. And you know, those fees are not easy to see. They're not on the statement. They're buried in the prospectus.
Oh.
And you get the prospectus in the mail and you call your man and you say, hey, what's this deal? And he says, throw it in the trash. Well, that's where the fees are. They're in that prospectus. And we can help a person analyze their contract and analyze the fees that they're paying so that they will understand. The other thing about a variable account is that your money can actually go down.
Wow.
You can actually lose money while you're paying fees to do it. And so we don't recommend variable annuities at all.
I understand that one. Charles, would you like to add on to that?
Well, there's also what they call SPIAs, or single premium immediate annuity.
Uh-huh.
And this is a lot of times what people think of when they think of annuity, is where you put in a chunk of money and you get a paycheck that lasts for the rest of your life. But in the meantime, you're waving goodbye to that chunk of money that you put in. Mm-hmm. We sell almost no SPIAs, or single premium immediate annuities. Most of ours are for income down the road, and or for growth, and that they can come out to their beneficiary if they die.
You know, it's great. It's great to know that you guys are walking us through the forest here as we get to that time in our life where we have more questions than answers. One last question. How can folks get a hold of you?
Well, Tom, the best way is 620-331-8800. And we'll do our best to help anybody that wants to call us.
All right, guys. Until next time, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.